World-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm going to present now some new bumper music we have for you. What is this, Robert?
Yeah, this is our new bumper music from DJ Celebrity. This is Terry Tiamabe from Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah!
Quick synthetic. Dig this.
Now, Phil, you're a DJ, weren't you?
On a radio station, that's not the same thing as...
That's not as good as what Terry is doing here.
Terry is doing this in a club, man. This is Terry's... This is her mix, Jack.
I like this.
Don't ruin it.
I'm not ruining. What are you talking about ruining? Are you actually listening to this?
Yes, I'm enjoying it very much. It has it's got a good thudding, what do you call it, Phil? It's got a good bass line. It's got a good, good rhythm section.
Get a load of him, will you?
What's with this him, Margaret? What are you, the definition of hip?
Let me tell you something, homeboy. When I get it going on down at the clam bucket, forget it.
When you get it going down at the clam bucket.
That's what I said. Don't wear it out.
Anyway, welcome to the program, folks. Yeah, that's from Terry. Terry's a BSP. She's one of our longstanding BSPs. Terry was with us from... Didn't she come from Denver, bud?
Yeah, she came over from Denver, and then she went to Atlanta, and I guess she goes to Denver still, but I don't know.
Why'd you say that, man?
I would.
You would what?
I'd still go to Denver.
Well, I don't know if she still goes. I'd still go to Denver. Anyway, Terry was with us in Denver, and then she split to Atlanta, and now she ran away from home. I don't know. No, she's a professional, obviously a professional DJ there in the club scene in Atlanta. That's a really cool set of, there's actually a cool set of tracks there.
Terry, can I say something? Terry, don't let Phil use the bumper music without him paying for it.
Margaret, of course I would pay her for it if she wanted me to.
Well, now you're in it.
Well, I would, man. I don't know what kind of licensing fee she would want, but...
Well, what can you afford?
I think we can do $10 a month.
No, man. All right. You're right. I shouldn't have said anything.
There you go.
Get on the big brain of Mr. Henry, man.
Thanks a lot. Anyway, today and tonight and forevermore, we're here with you, of course, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, as we are every single ding-dang day. We have a couple of encore shows a week. We're Monday through Friday. Friday nights we do our chat. On Saturday we also have our Saturday cinema, and then we start the whole damn thing all over again. Right now, the thing we have happening today, as you know, is our first winner in our Phil Henry Challenge. Now let me do this because you might carve it alive. What are you talking about?
David asked the general because David knows that you got a little confused by this.
I mean, yeah, you did, Mr. Henry.
I got a little confused. I didn't know quite how. I got it, Phil. Don't worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Margaret was the first of many characters we're going to have you impersonate. I will be number two. You're the second of our guests.
Yes. Just ease back, Phil.
Phil, look, let the general do it, okay? Because when you open your mouth, all kinds of things go wrong. All kinds of things. Things both in this world and the next. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey. What does that mean?
That stuff screws up so bad it goes extra-dimensional, you know?
Yeah, it vibrates through the dimension. Oh, why don't you guys stick it? All right, knock it off, bud. Go ahead, General.
Yeah, well, thank you. So what we're going to do here is play for you our submissions from today. And it was Margaret, it was you saying what?
Yes, thank you for that.
All right, I'm sorry. Margaret Gray, I'll do that part.
Good, there's something for you to do.
Margaret Gray was our first guest that we wanted you to imitate, and it was...
More of an impression. I wouldn't say imitate.
Right, do an impression of Margaret saying what, Margaret?
How dare you?
Right. So let's take a look, folks, and let's take a listen. We've got a number of them here. Now, we didn't have that many submissions, but we've got just enough. And here's the thing. As we roll along on Moonlight Bay, you know...
uh-huh. You mean as we're sailing along?
As we're sailing along on Moonlight Bay, we will gradually get more and more. But what you do is look for that, look for what it is we want you to impersonate, and then hashtag that Phil Henry Challenge on either Instagram, on Facebook, or on Twitter. Boom! All right, our first one is what, bud?
Yeah, the first one here comes from Bob Hemmett and everything like that.
Well, where's he from, man? Yeah, where's the cat from, bud?
The cat, God, I'm trying to get with it here.
Bob, here it is, Bob Hemmett. Bob is, he lives in Westbrook, Maine. He's from Portland, Maine, and he'll never leave Maine.
Hey.
All right, can we knock that off?
I'm going to applaud everything for it.
All right, here it is. It's Bob Hemmett doing his impression of Margaret saying, how dare you?
I feel this challenge is ridiculous. How dare you?
Is that it? That's it. Do it again.
I feel this challenge is ridiculous. How dare you?
Bob Hemmett, ladies and gentlemen, of Westbrook, Portland. Where is it?
He lives in Westbrook, Maine.
Yeah, and originally from Portland, Maine. All right, Bob,
play that again. I want to get the, yeah, we're making notes and judging it. We want intonality and we want the,
I feel this challenge is ridiculous. How dare you?
Now, how would you judge that, Phil?
Well, he never does leave his mid-range. You need to get up higher.
This is my voice, Bob, and you were, well, sure, Phil.
Well, you were down in here. How dare you?
These are non-professionals, Philly. You really got to break their castanets over this jazz.
Yeah, Mr. Ernie. Give them a break.
I'm just, you know, I'm just burning up some good time. Okay, Bob, thank you. That was good. I mean that. Thank you. Bless you for even attempting it. I mean, for God's sake. All right. The next one, Bud, is who?
All right. This next one comes to us from, this is from Alexa Luxa.
This is Alexa and her husband and Anthony.
Yeah. And they're from Florida.
All right. Alexa does the impression, but she's, I think, introduced by her husband, Anthony. And let's go ahead and do that.
3, 2, 1. Bingo.
My wife, Margaret. He's a real wild one.
How dare you?
All right.
All right, Alexa. That was Alexa, right?
No, that was her husband. Yes, it was Alexa.
General, do you have to be such a curmudgeon and a pain? I'm trying to keep... And a pain in the ass is... I'm trying to keep track of these things.
All right, let's hear Alexa and her husband, Anthony, one more time. It's Alexa doing the impression of Margaret. It's Anthony with the big intro. Here we go.
3, 2, 1. Bingo.
My wife, Margaret. He's a real wild one.
How dare you?
Well, what are you smiling at?
I like it. It's great. Good one, guys. Good one. That's Alexa and Anthony from the southwestern portions of
Florida.
Exactly. Now, our next one comes to us from a longstanding BSP, one of the all-time greats. A great guy, a wonderful man. He's good to his mother. Ladies and gentlemen, Joey in Tucson.
Hey.
Oh, Joey in Tucson, yes.
Here's Joey. He's waiting in line, as he will tell us, for tacos. And he decides to
throw his hat in a ring.
Right.
He threw the taco in a ring, you know. Okay.
Hey, it's Joey, and I'm waiting in line for tacos at the local Mexican food place. So I might as well do my impression of Margaret Gray. How dare you?
Good, Joey. That's very good.
Very good, Joey.
Well, obviously he was waiting for his tacos. He could give a sweet cheese.
Oh, that was very, very good. By the way, Joey and everybody is on video. We're not showing them because we don't really want to encourage that. No, I should say that we're not showing you because it's not necessary. What we want is the audio. And while Joey was in line, he was showing himself on camera with a nice smile. He's a good-looking guy, you know.
Joey doesn't want to, distract us from the beauty and the tenor of the voice.
Right. So that was Joey in Tucson. Our next guy is the great Jeff Richards from wherever the hell. Jeff Richards, you know, was a former SNL alum and also was on Mad TV. But Jeff didn't do How Dare You. He just did... Is this him doing me?
I don't know what this is.
Okay, so here's the reality. Here's the concept. It's coming at you fast. It's coming at you ASAP. It's coming at you pronto. My question is, what the fuck is rice pudding? Where did it come from? What is it doing here? And how do I get it the fuck away from me?
That's the Phil Hendry challenge.
Well, he didn't do it at all.
Well, I don't think Jeff understood it. Or maybe he was just...
He was putting his original take on it.
Yeah, but I mean, he's supposed to do the thing that you gotta do. You gotta do the thing that what you gotta do.
Well, he does have to do the thing. Well, he didn't do the thing, but that's okay. So that's Jeff Richards. Now, next up is Dan Jackson. Dan is... This is gonna be tough for the rest of the competitors. Because Dan, I think, is a pro, right?
Dan works in animation in Boca Raton... Now, wait, hold on for a minute. Boca Raton, which means technically the mouth of the rat, but it is a beautiful seaside community there in Florida, north of Miami, or Miami, if you must.
What do you mean, if I must?
Oh, my God, Phil, if I
must. Well, what the hell? The name of the city's Miami.
All right, so it's Miami. Who's that?
Carl Malden. Now, who cares if it's Carl Malden? Are we doing this or aren't we?
You were talking about Betty Davis.
So here is Dan Jackson, Dan A. From Boca Raton, taking the Phil Hendry Challenge. Here he is, Margaret, doing you, if you'll pardon the expression.
This is for the Phil Hendry Challenge. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
You got it, brother. All right.
Well, he sounds like the front runner.
Yeah, he does to me, too. But again, Dan being a friend. Now, here's our brother, Daniel Conderman. Daniel's been with us for a long time. DJ, Daniel DJ Conderman.
Oh, I know this chap.
Yes. Now, Daniel is from, where's he from, bud?
I don't know.
Well, look it up, man.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Conderman, he's from, doesn't say.
Great. Here's Daniel Conderman. I think he's from, like, I don't know, Denver or some shit like that.
Denver or some shit like that. You're going to the default of Denver, Phil. Why is that?
I don't know. Let me see. It doesn't say, man. It just says Daniel Conderman. He joined Twitter in January of 2009. That's a long time. That's not quite as long as us, but that's a hell of a long time.
Since 2009, he's only got 182 friends. Those are followers, man. They ain't for... All right.
Here we go with Daniel Conderman and his Margaret Gray challenge. Daniel, take it away, brother. Here we are.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
One more time.
How dare you?
That's enough.
All right. So there they are, Daniel Conderman. We had Dan Jackson in there. We had Jeff Richards in there. We had Alexa and Anthony in there. We had, the great Joey in Tucson. Now, you know, there's nothing in the world that is more uncomfortable than a man trying to sound like a woman to win cash and prizes. But,
get a load of you.
Well, I think we're all agreed. I don't think that there's any, there's absolutely no doubt in anyone's mind, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Yes, the winner of the first ever Phil Hendry Challenge for today, the 27th of November, our brother in Boca Raton, Dan Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations, Dan, everyone, yes.
Yeah. What the hell is this, man? Want me to get up and get tamales or something?
It's festive, General, festive.
God almighty. Dad, General, you'd be all racist and everything.
Who's racist?
I don't like the Mexican music. I'm just saying, am I in a bull ring or am I...
Here's the part that I wish I would have done because I could...
Blood coming out of my nose. Anyway, Dan, congratulations.
Well, I thought it was great music.
Dan Jackson, the winner of our Margaret Gray Challenge. Dan, we're going to pick out a nice gift for you. I mean, this was the part of the contest.
Yeah, what are you guys going to give him?
I don't know. I mean, we'll give you something really cool, man. Since it's the inaugural,
gotta give a bowling shirt or some jazz like that.
Don't give him a bowling shirt, for God's. Give him something unique and new, something that you haven't given away yet.
Yeah, or you got any cars or a?
Yeah, sure. We got T-Birds in our merch store. No, we got some beautiful things, man. Since it was a Margaret thing, do we have any of your swag?
What swag? You don't sell. Phil, there's nothing that I got that you can afford to put in your store. Homeboy.
Right. Thank you for that extra belch.
Well, you know something? I had to give it the exclamatory point. Otherwise, you chumps would be sitting here all night going, picking your noses. And...
Yeah, okay. All right. So what we have to do now, General, is you are our next celebrity Phil Hendry Show guest. Impersonation subject, I guess we should put it that way. And what we're going to be asking of you, General, is to give us something that we can...
Do an impression of.
Yeah.
You remember when we talked about...
I got it, bud. Don't worry about it. All right, here it is. I'm General Galen Shaw, and I want you to do this line from this is a standard thing, I guess.
Yeah, you say this a lot.
All right.
It's written right there.
I see it, Margaret. Thank you very much.
Underneath, it's not... Well... You see where it says Langham Hotel?
I see that. God, geez.
You take the Lord's name in vain.
All right, General, here he is, General Shaw. Should you accept the Phil Henry challenge, this is the line we want them to say. General? I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.
Yay!
You don't have to do the yay. Yeah. Thank you, bud.
Yeah, you don't have to go yay.
Now, let me do it one more time. I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.
That's very good. That is General Galen Shaw.
That's what I said. Jeez, I don't stutter. Oh, man.
You know something? Everybody on this show was born a smartass and should have been strangled in the crib. I'm Margaret Gray.
Jesus. Not Margaret.
Oh, no applause?
Well, Margaret, don't get so...
No applause.
You're leaving, right?
I'm going to the can. Is that all right with you? Every time I get up to use the ladies' room, I'm asked, where are you going? Do you want me to lie and say, well, I think I'm going to go over and do my nails? No, I'm going to the toilet. Do you want to know what I'm going to do?
No, I do not. No, we don't.
No.
Oh, I see. I'm not allowed to say, but others are.
No, Margaret, thank you. So we didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah.
Okay, so General Galen Shaw is tomorrow's big challenge, or today's, I should say, today, the 27th, Wednesday, is today's Phil Henry Challenge. Remember to hashtag it, Phil Henry Challenge.
Right, and you can put it up on any one of three platforms. You can put it over on Facebook, you can put it on Twitter, or on Instagram, and we'll be sure to see it there. And hashtag it, Phil Henry Challenge.
And we've got, there's all kinds of stuff in our merch store, man. Daniel, what we have for you, your prize here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, the very first prize to be given here on the Phil Henry Challenge, General Shaw.
Yes. You know, as a matter of fact, let's get...
Let me call him up.
See if he's available, okay? This would be perfect if we get Vernon. We'll get Vernon Dozier on to present this prize for you.
Yeah. Vernon? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah-huh. Well, anyway, really?
Get the guy on here, bud.
Sorry.
Hey, Vernon, it's Phil Henry, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, Phil, I'm doing good.
Listen, we have awarded a prize here on the Phil Henry Show. This would be our very first prize in our impression contest. We had someone do an impression of Margaret saying, how dare you?
Right. You told me you want me to get involved in that, right?
Yeah, but not right now. We would like you, though, to award the prize to Daniel Jackson, Dan Jackson in Florida. And Dan is winning your mug. So take it away.
He's winning my mug, you mean?
Yeah, the coffee mug.
The coffee mug.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Daniel, congratulations. They didn't tell me they were going to call, but you win the Coach Dozier Mug Mugs, and we call it the Coach Dozier Mug Mugs because we tweeted out on November the 9th that when we, put somebody down a lot of times. Can I say this stuff on the air?
That's all right.
It's all right. I want in on this. Yes, it's all right.
I just heard your voice go, it's all right. Are you all right?
Yes, I've been taking no end of garbage this morning, Coach.
All right, I'm very sorry. This is a standard put down at our football practice, which is go blow a goat. But General, not General, but what's the guy? The little guy with a turnaround collar.
Father McQuarters.
Oh, sorry. Father McQuarters said he would have none of it. So we bought the rights to the Doug Danger shorthand, and I wrote Mr. Danger a three-page letter asking him if we could for free, and we would purchase rights to the shorthand dictionary if he would tell us what go blow a goat would be in Doug Danger shorthand, and he sent back Blogo, BLO-GO. And we're going to send you to the young man's name is what?
Dan Jackson.
I send you, Dan, a Blogo mug. Courtesy of Phil Henry Show, and congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Very good of you to join us. And I hope that you... what happened to him?
Hung up.
Why is he allowed to hang up?
We called him as a favor, Phil. We're not going to not let him hang up.
Okay. Anyway, Coach, thanks a lot for your help. And Dan, congratulations.
I bet you're getting that guy's name wrong.
Who?
That Dan... you're sure it's Dan Jackson, huh?
It's... it's Dan Jackson. All right, now, let's just recap here, if we might. So what you do, General Shaw just gave you tomorrow's special character impression. General, just do it for us one more time.
All right. It's, I'm General Galen Shaw, your move.
Right, I'm General Galen Shaw, your move. Now, you can create that impression either on Twitter, on Facebook, or on Instagram. You can put it on a video, man. We don't have to see you doing it. We just want to hear your voice. So you can use the video program on your phone. And then hashtag it. Make sure you hashtag it, Phil Henry Challenge. That's Phil Henry Challenge, P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E, Challenge. and put that anywhere you want. You can put it on multiple platforms if you want. You can put it on Twitter. You can put it on Instagram. You can put it on Facebook. Or you just do one.
Now, don't rush through it, Phil. You're sounding nervous.
Well, I want to make sure I touch all the bases, man. Again, congratulations to today's winner, which was Dan Jackson of Boca Raton, Florida. Dan's the winner of the Phil Hendry Challenge doing the Margaret Gray impression, which was How Dare You. He is the winner of the Blow-Go mug, which is Go Blow a Goat. That is the Vernon Dozier mug. And here is Dan's impression of Margaret.
How dare you?
Now, why the paper?
That's what you
How
do.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
He looks like he wanted to do it again.
Yeah, he was posing, and then he decided to screw it. See what you're doing?
I'm nervous, Phil. I'm taking...
Yeah, you just made garbage out of it. Garbage.
What?
That's the Pluto TV copy.
The what?
It was our Pluto... Never mind. Who cares, man? We get another copy of that.
If that was the Pluto TV copy, it deserved that and more.
Anyway, folks, we'll be right back. So congratulations to Dan. Remember, the Phil Hendry Challenge, man, ongoing through the Thanksgiving weekend. Just remember to hashtag it Phil Hendry Challenge as you take the challenge and try to impersonate one of our characters, Dan Jackson, who impersonated Margaret.
Dan, I hope you don't dress like Margaret.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Phil doesn't. Well, whatever.
So it'll be General Shaw tomorrow with I'm General Galen Shaw, your move.
Did you say that when you were in the Army, General?
Yes,
and I still do.
All right, we'll be right back at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Wenceslas Buttercups. You want a nice cookie? Something that melts in your mouth, not in your hand?
Oh, boy, what a...
Wenceslas Buttercups, made from real butter. And by Bookum Snootery. You want something to drink and you just want to stand there looking good. Bookum's Snootery. Go ahead and get a snootful at Bookum's, 21st and Clownsdale in downtown Everman. Bookum's Snootery, where you can stand there completely out of your mind for days.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry, and it is a Wednesday here. And I filled everybody in on the trip back from Vegas. We went to Las Vegas last week. I know it's Wednesday. I know it's the middle of the week, but I didn't really give a chance for the rest of my audience, other than my BSPs, to hear about what happened.
Well, I know you went down to see your cousins.
All right, so you saw Franny and Elaine.
Everything great. It was all good in Vegas. And I want to right now thank Frank Sidor Sr. and Jr., for joining us for dinner on Saturday night. And Frank Jr. got a pair of tickets for Fran and Elaine for, was it Sunday night, I think?
Yes, they went to the Sunday night absinthe show. The absinthe show.
Right, Margaret, Phil was going to say that.
It doesn't matter, it's okay.
Well, it was. It was the absinthe show, right?
Yeah, that's the big show in Vegas, right, Mr. Aaron?
I guess so, yeah. And I think the absinthe show...
Sorry, Mr. Aaron, you're all like belching and stuff.
So what if I am, man?
You have to point that out, bud.
Well, he's just going...
Yeah, you did sound as if you might stop breathing, Phil.
Yeah, I have to know, because if I got to start kickstarting you...
What do you mean, kickstarting me?
Well, if you pass out, the first thing the kid's going to do is beat on your chest with his fists until he sees blood coming out of your nose. That way he'll know...
Wait a minute.
Well, just I got to make sure.
Don't worry about it, man. You know the difference between a belch and a guy that's, you know, having a heart attack?
Not really.
Great.
Anyway, I'll do it from here. The absinthe show was a remarkable show. I haven't even seen it yet.
So they went and saw it, and they liked it. Thanks, Frank Jr. and Frank's. Thank you, Sidor's family. You're a class act. We love you. And thanks for that. And we had dinner on Saturday night with the Sidor's family. We had it at Sinatra's. Always fantastic there at the Encore, the Wynn Encore in Las Vegas. And then on Sunday night, I took my cousins over there to Mizumo.
Well, you better be pronouncing that right.
Yeah, Phil, you're not sure you have it right.
I'm pretty sure I do. Great Japanese restaurant there at the Encore. And beautiful place to have dinner. The servers were everybody in good humor. And you know one of the things about Vegas, and this is so true, and it can't be overstated. You would think that with the volume of business they get, with so many people, so many different kinds of people that they get, that they get a little jaded in that town and the service would fall off. But I'm telling you, I don't know about anywhere else, but at the Wynn, it is top drawer.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of people who think you allow
You're going to get favors because you're talking this stuff.
A lot of people are going to think, what?
A lot of people are going to think you're going to get special favors.
No, I'm not going to get special any. They don't even know who I am. I showed up at the place. They treat everybody great there. And,
all right, Phil, you don't have to get all angry about it.
Jesus, you guys. Let me just say something nice without you guys thinking there's ulterior motives everywhere. There is such a thing as great service. You know,
yeah, you're raking it in like the wind does.
Yeah, man, they rake it in.
You guys don't know your ass from a hole in the ground. Anyway, well, they do rake it in. But,
yeah.
But the service was great. It's a fantastic hotel. It's a great city. And that's all I got to say about that. Thank you so much. And again, Frankie and Frank Sr. and my cousins. I guess they're going back to...
Are they going back tomorrow?
Yeah, they're leaving... Well, no, today. They're leaving today to go back to Toronto. But the interesting thing is, you know, there's some people that are real tech-savvy. You know, look, man, I'm not saying anything other than this. They didn't even bother to leave their phones on. I'm trying to reach them. So I got to call Franny's husband, Jim, in Toronto to get her to turn her phone on.
Well, how is he going to get her to turn the phone on?
He didn't, but he gave me Elaine's number.
And she leaves it on.
Yeah. So,
Well, then why don't you just talk to Elaine?
I did. I talked to her.
Okay, so you didn't need to talk to Fran?
No.
Then what's the problem?
Yeah. Because originally I was going to talk to Franny.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so she was the point person.
Yes. She was the point person.
You called her Franny, and ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know this, but Phil, when he was a small boy, had a crush on his two older cousins. They were two, you said, blonde bombshells.
They were two blonde bombshells.
I'll take it from here. They were two blonde bombshells.
Thank you very much, Margaret. Look what you just did, see? You just made garbage out of that.
See, this is what he was mocking.
Well, Margaret, these are the two phone numbers. So, yeah, the two blonde bombshells from Toronto, Canada. I got two, the women in my family and you wouldn't know it to look at the men. The women in my family are drop dead gorgeous. Now, how did that happen? Who did it? I don't know. It's actually most of the men in my family are pretty handsome.
Yeah, when we get around to your end of things, though. Yeah, well, probably all that hard living, Phil. I think you're a handsome man. Well, let's say you started out handsome.
Yeah, and then you just forget it.
Yeah. All right, okay, thanks.
Well, Phil, it's your life. You know, you chose to live it the way you did.
Anyway, it was a great time. Coming back from Vegas. This is what I want to mention. Coming back from Vegas.
It's like a song. May I, Phil?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I like this one.
Wait a minute.
No, hold on, Phil. I'm singing. Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
All right.
Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn. So get those stakes up higher. There's 1,000 pretty women waiting out there. They're all living. Devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So I guess I'm playing the man in this song. I guess I'm playing the man in this song.
Margaret, hold on.
They're worth more than 20. I am playing the man in the song, aren't I? Even if there were 44, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Hey.
Well,
oh, there's blackjack.
Get out of here, will you?
Well, Phil,
no. I'm talking about...
I know, but I all of a sudden realized I was singing from Elvis's perspective.
Yeah, that's why she went basso profundo.
I had to go butch, Phil. I simply had to go butch.
All right, you went butch.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
See, I go, 24 hours...
Well, now...
You know, you don't get it.
So, after all of that stuff happened, which was the Las Vegas stuff, we're on our way home.
Oh, now he's going to talk to us about the damn site. Why don't you talk about something sexy?
Yeah.
All right, General, you try it.
Wait a minute, General.
Wait, let's kick this into high gear.
Well, bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes way up higher. There's 1,000 pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, devil may care. And I'm just the devil with a spare.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I thought so.
Spare tube of unguent. Get out of here and thank you.
Sorry. With a spare? A spare tube of unguent?
Okay, so now that we have how disgusting you are, General, and how butch you are, Margaret, out of the way.
Well, Phil.
Hey, look, Phil.
Hey,
no, let's just tell people... I get out of Vegas. Forget it.
No, come on. Someone will hear about it.
No, he didn't want to say it.
No, I don't. No, we're going to take a break.
Come on.
Come on, Phil. We really do. No, I'm not going to do it.
Please, Phil. Please tell the story.
Okay. It worked. Yeah. So what I wanted to tell you, anyway, leaving Vegas, there was a sandstorm, and it was a bitch, man, and it was about 100 miles outside of Vegas. We got into this sandstorm, just like any sandstorm you'd see in any movie about the Dust Bowl, now you know, man, because I was driving right through it, and it didn't let up for 300 miles, almost all the way to the turnoff. We took the 215 toward Los Angeles, and I just have leased a brand new car. I've got a brand new, it's a Jag SUV. It's a beautiful little car. It ain't the sedan. It's an SUV. Now, why did you go the SUV route?
Mr. Henry didn't want to be an old man trying to look like he's all sporty and everything.
That's not the reason. The reason because I can use the room that an SUV has, and I don't need to be packing 15 couples into a car so we can go out to the steakhouse. And I can look like some old guy in a sedan. So
you went for the Jag SUV, is that it? The Jag SUV?
Yes, Jesus, Margaret, my hearing.
All right.
And as we're driving through the desert and I see this sandstorm kick up, I can suddenly start hearing the rocks and the crap hitting the car. So I'm thinking, this is not good, man. We pulled off to the side of the road. We got some water and I took a snap of that thing. I think I showed people on during the pre-show. If you've got the video cast, but that lasted, man, for almost the entire trip until we got to the LA area and started motoring into LA. And I got a message from Carell. Many of you who probably remember Carell from Carell and Andrew on KFI. He's living in Vegas now, doing a lot of different things. He's doing television. He's producing stuff. He's writing. And he was on his way back from Los Angeles to Vegas. So we're like going in opposite directions.
Yeah, you're going in opposite directions. You're sitting in the same hell.
Exactly.
So his car got nailed too.
Yeah, he has a whole, Carell's got a whole video of it on YouTube. But a lot of people were affected by this thing that happened in the desert yesterday, the deserts of California. Bud Dickman, take it away.
Hey, wait a minute, what is this?
Phil,
hold on.
Thank you very much.
Out in the West California town of Barstow, I fell in love with a white trash girl.
Ah, yes.
I was...
Get out of here with that stuff. I won't hear it. I tell you, I simply won't.
A white trash girl.
Wait a minute. And she would swirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Cindy, wicked and evil while smoking a burl.
Get out of here, man.
All right, I didn't know you were going to do that with it, Bud.
Yeah, the hell you didn't. You wrote the lyrics.
Thank you. I'm Bud Dickman. We'll be right back, I think. I don't know.
One night a wild young cowboy came in. Wild.
Who's this?
Texas way.
Isn't this you, General?
It might be.
The Phil Henry Show merch store is wide open. All kinds of stuff. Get sweatshirts, get t-shirts, get yourself a coffee mug, or get out of here. The Phil Henry Show merch store has Jeff Dotter merch, Ted Bell merch, it's got Jay Sando stuff, it's got Bobby Dooley fangs. The Phil Henry Show merch store at philhenryshow.com. Just hit merch, go, buy, then get out. Phil Henry merch store at philhenryshow.com. And don't forget, we have our Phil Henry challenge in full swing, man. Today's challenge is General Galen Shaw. Go ahead, General.
You have to do your impression of me saying the following thing. I am General Galen Shaw.
Your move.
Congratulations to Dan Jackson for winning our first ever challenge. He won himself a Vernon Dozier blow-go.
No, it's blow-go, you dumbass.
Blow-go mug, yeah. Go blow a goat.
One of his insults.
The Phil Henry Show merch store. Today's Phil Henry Challenge. I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move. Do an impression of General Shaw. You could win, baby.
World famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California has been brought to you by
PhilHenryShow.com, home of the Phil Henry Show merch store.
And the world famous Phil Henry Show Challenge.
Don't forget the hashtag Phil Henry Challenge tomorrow when you do your impression of General Shaw saying,
I'm General Galen Shaw, your move.
You can put it on Twitter, put it on Instagram, put it on Facebook, but Jack, put it.
Road Fans, Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, at Podcast One. I'm Bud Dickman speaking. You know, Mr. Henry?
Yeah. But, yeah, you're Bud Dickman speaking.
Oh, you're looking for some love? Good job, Bud.
No, I just want to make sure people are aware.
I don't know who the gatekeeper is, huh?
You got it.
Yeah, you're badass, Bud.
As long as you know it, man.
Is this Terry's music?
No, it isn't Terry's music. It's somebody. Forget it. This is called PTA Meeting. It's DA Dad. Enjoy.